Hey guys, my name is Jack Sharp and I'm a senior at Highland Park High School. Next year, I will be attending Wake Forest University. Like most of you, I grew up in a strong Christian home with parents that constantly pointed me back to Christ and the Bible for teaching. When I was 4, I decided to accept Jesus Christ in my life because I wanted to know that I would be safe from hell. The seemingly superficial reason for accepting Christ didn't cause very much of my life to change. I put Christ on a shelf and considered him my get into heaven free card. A few summers later, I realized the importance of that decision when I went to Kennecott camps. After understanding the gospel more clearly, I rededicated my life to God. Following camp, I fell into a pattern of thinking that I was in a pretty good place. I prided myself on being seen as a good Christian throughout middle school and would constantly compare myself to others, thinking I was better than them because I didn't sin the way they did. I found my identity in two main things, my grades and my image as the good Christian. I was blind to my own sin and was incredibly prideful. As I entered high school, my friends and classmates increasingly started to experiment with vaping, drugs, and relationships. This added more fuel to my pride. All the while, I was entrenched in sin that I wouldn't show to others. Besides my pride, I was judgmental and struggling with lust and masturbation. This sin was something I could hide from others, and I made excuses that kept my sin in the darkness. After my freshman year in high school, I went to Camp Barnabas for the first time. That first year at Camp Barnabas was the hardest thing I'd ever done, but it was an amazing experience that I would recommend to anyone. At the end of the week, I experienced cross-carry for the first time. While those that have been there know it is an emotional night, that year it was especially so due to the death of Austin Silva. I didn't know him well, but the incredibly admirable things I heard about him caused me to doubt God's plan. Satan started to feed me lies that God wasn't real. I began to believe that Austin's death, along with the other bad things that had happened to me in my past, wouldn't have happened if God was real. That night, I cried out to God, hoping I would get an obvious sign or hear an audible voice from him that would assure me of his existence. At that point, I thought either God didn't exist or he was a stranger to me. Later that summer, I went back to Kennecott. It was there that I realized that I hadn't really had a relationship with God, as I rarely read my Bible or prayed. My passivity and my relationship with him prevented me from really knowing him and allowing him to lead me or comfort me in moments of need. That summer, I was shown the love of God and understood the part I played in doubting him. Now I wish I could say everything changed when I left camp that summer, but I fell victim to the camp high, and by October, I was right back where I was a few months before. As I entered junior year, everything around me seemed to be coming down. Throughout my whole life, I was always able to count on succeeding in school, but with a tough schedule along with football after school, my grades started to slip, and I couldn't lean on that for comfort or identity. Not having many classes with friends left me feeling isolated and alone. As a result, my personal struggle with impurity spiraled downward even further. I was stuck in a rut of shame, guilt, and self-loathing. I hated myself for my sin and my lack of discipline. While I thought beating myself up mentally would help me fix the problems I had, it never seemed to work. But God didn't give up on me. This past summer, one of the main things I learned was the difference between conviction and shame. Conviction gives us a reason to become more Christ-like. Shame comes from Satan and is a tool used to keep our sin in the darkness. In addition, I learned that the secret to strong and flourishing community is transparency. One verse that has stuck with me related to transparency is 1 John 1:7, which says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." While I have been in a small group since sixth grade, I tended to confess the sins that weren't so bad while hiding the sins that I didn't want to share. Along with being authentic in community, I have also got into the habit of reading my Bible and praying every day. While some days it can seem like I am not getting anything out of it, I have seen the fruitful effect it has had on me long term. Whenever I am tempted to not invest in my relationship with the Lord, I remind myself of 1 Corinthians 9:24, which says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." This verse is saying that just like a runner, we need to put forth effort and dedication in order to grow. I know that if I want to strengthen my relationship with the Lord, then I need to dedicate myself to spending time with him. With the help of community and daily dependence on Jesus, I am now walking healthily with the Lord. I'm much more likely to accept people where they are instead of judging them because I know that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's standard for our lives. I now also find my identity in the only thing that matters, my relationship with God. Finding real accountability has been my strongest weapon against sin, as it forces me to bring my sin into the open where it can be worked on, instead of Satan convincing me to hide it from others. The one thing I hope you guys would take away from my story, that the relationship that God wants to have with you, with every one of us, is something that has changed my life for the better and will change yours. Thanks for listening.